SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.
You're listening to SBS News.
The Netherlands and Indonesia say the return of hundreds of cultural artifacts taken, sometimes by force, during colonial times is a major step forward in restitution efforts worldwide. The items, ranging from valuable jewels to 13th-century temple carvings, were officially handed back to Indonesia at a ceremony at the Museum Volkenkunde in Leiden. Hilmar Farid is the Director General of Cultural Heritage at Indonesia's Ministry of Culture.
We are really delighted. No, this is a very historical moment for both of us, I think, Indonesia and Netherlands, and the relationship between the two. But I think what we have achieved so far is also a very significant contribution to the global debate about returning of colonial objects.
That global debate often centers on ongoing tensions between Greece and the British Museum over the museum's retention of the ancient marble artifacts removed at the start of the 19th century from the Acropolis by Lord Elgin. Mr. Farid describes the cultural and symbolic value of the Indonesian items.
Yeah, we consider these objects as missing items in our historical narrative. And of course, they play different roles, symbolically, culturally. For example, these statues that are standing behind me, they have a particular role in rituals. So bringing them back, meaning that we would reintegrate them into their cultural contexts. And that is, of course, of symbolic importance to us.
The Dutch State Secretary for Culture and Media, Gunay Uslu, speaks of the importance of this restitution.
So it's a historical important moment, not only for, I think, the Netherlands and Indonesia, it's also an important moment for the world, because it's about colonial objects in a colonial context, so it's a sensitive topic, and now we are with Indonesia and the Netherlands, we're together also looking forward and giving objects back, doing research, working together, and also exchange museum professionals. So it's, yes, the history, and but it's also the future.
The Dutch government announced the return last week of the Indonesian treasures and looted artifacts from Sri Lanka. It is the latest of a growing global restitution effort by many countries. A Berlin museum announced in January it is ready to return hundreds of human skulls from the former German colony of East Africa. In 2021, France said it was returning statues, royal thrones, and sacred altars taken from the West African nation of Benin. And last year, Belgium returned a gold-capped tooth belonging to the slain Congolese independence hero, Patrice Lumumba. Lilian Gonsalves Ho Kang Yu is a Surinamese human rights activist who lives and works in the Netherlands. She tells of the suffering colonial times inflicted.
It's important to acknowledge the past. It's important to recognize that in colonial times, people were subordinated. And there was a lot of suffering. But that is not enough. You should show that you are willing to rectify historical injustice as much as you can.
Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.